My eyes have seen your salvation, says Simeon. The child Jesus grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. So I want to just spend a little bit of time with you this morning, maybe coming at some things about our faith from a different angle. Christianity is not a religion of ideas. Christianity is not fundamentally a set of precepts or rituals that carry someone down the right path toward heaven or enlightenment. Although those things are fine, but that is not fundamentally what Christianity is. Christianity is the reality that God became one of us, became human. We hear about the presentation of Jesus here, but you're going to hear me talk about incarnation. We, of course, have been talking a little bit about that since Christmas. Christianity is the reality that God became one of us. So I want to spend again a few minutes with you talking about Christ's humanity. And you know that Jesus becoming human is important. We talk about these things kind of in our tenets of faith, but maybe you haven't thought about very often why it's important that he becomes human. And that's an entire sermon series, so I'm not going to answer all of that for you today. I'm just going to look at one kind of aspect of that. And part of why it's important lies in the fact of who we are as people, as human beings. We did not spring fully formed from the head of Zeus like Athena in Greek mythology, nor did we fall from the sky like other gods of literature who were fully formed. Humanity didn't originate from anywhere else except here on this earth. Our home has always been this third planet spinning from our sun. If this world were not our home, as some of the Gnostics believe, and we'll talk about Gnostics in just a minute. We're not going to get too deep in the weeds, but it's a term that may be helpful. If this world is not our home, like the Gnostics believe, then we are homeless. Why does this matter? Because the physicality of it all. We come from the earth, and perhaps it's why many of us, and I think all of us at a deep level, have an affinity for the things of the earth, this common bond with God's creation, wanting to get out. I know when I get outside in nature, I'm not there as an alien or an intruder. It really is, at some level, it's my habitat. I'm part of this planet. But humanity is something special in creation. We are the beings that are most fully prepared and apt to bear the Imago Dei, the image of God. The capacity to do this, appointed even to exercise wisdom and just rule over this creation I was talking about. And regardless of if someone believes that God was behind creation, even these folks have come to the conclusion that we are stewards. We need to take care of the things around us. I mean, that's just kind of, for the most part, common. Now, we can ignore it all we want, and we do often, to exploit generally for our own gain. But we are image bearers of God, and so suited are human beings to bear the image of God that God could become fully human and lose none of his divinity. Now, yes, he sets some divinity aside, but we are so created to bear the image of God that God could indeed become one of us. We hear about part of that presentation in the temple. The mystery of the incarnation elevates the dignity of humanity. So I say all of that to say this: Humanity is the point of it all. Humanity is the point. The scriptures. Our God is not a narcissist. He doesn't do all of this so that somehow it makes him feel better about himself. The scriptures talk about a creation of which we are a part, and the entirety of the rest of the scriptures talk about us as people. Why? Because humanity is the point of it. And it's, I mean, seriously, God, I'm going to say it again. God is not a narcissist that he needs me to tell him how great he is. That would make God incomplete of himself. No, it's out of this overflowing of communal love, Father, Son, and Spirit, and it seems like they just couldn't stand it without being able to share it with somebody. Humanity is the point of it all. I mentioned a second ago the Gnostics, and again, I'm not going to get too much into the weeds, but the Gnostics saw this physical world as something to get away from, right? To escape. Physicality was kind of evil. Christianity believes the exact opposite of that. The creation was good. And we as people are the crown of that creation. We're not trying to get away from here. Again, humanity is part of it. Our physicality is a point. Embodiment. Even so much so, again, that Jesus becomes one of us. The beginning of the scriptures, as I said, Genesis. It is going to rush through eons of creation in about a page, okay? And then it slows way down when it comes to the creation of humanity. It slows way down. The perspective changes from kind of this huge eternal perspective to our temporal perspective. Humanity is the point. It all begins to coalesce around God's interaction with us. And when it all goes south and we declare our independence from God and we rebel and we want to do things our way, he doesn't abandon us. He continues to interact with his creation. He enters into the mess to redeem his children. As people, think of the lengths that we will go to in order to rescue or redeem maybe our children or our loved ones, and even those people that we don't know. The people who sacrifice themselves for people they've never met and they'll never know. This story of rescue. Why do they do that? Why do you do that? Because humanity matters. Humanity matters. Somehow, it's deeply embedded in us that these people are worth rescue. And so we sacrifice, again, maybe on a smaller level for our children or somebody, but then on that ultimate level where we sacrifice even to our own demise or misfortune or even death for those, because humanity matters. History and literature, of course, are filled with stories. They overflow with these accounts of love and rescue. It flows in our veins. Today, February the 2nd, I don't care what the groundhog did, sorry. It's going to be 60-something, so forget about more winter today. February 2nd, 1942, Graham Nash was born of Crosby, Stills, and Nash fame, right? Any fans out there? Yeah. Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. Wrote a song, Teach Your Children Well. Right? Y'all know this song? The child Jesus grew became strong, filled with wisdom. The favor of God was upon him. Being taught both by his heavenly father through the Spirit, also taught by his earthly father and mother, he's growing in wisdom and stature and favor. It's not wasted, because humanity is the point of it. He's become one of us to engage in this life. Ponder this. God knows all things. But there are kind of caveats, I think, to this. God didn't know what it was like to become human and walk upon the earth and have to learn how to walk. Have to learn how to put on his clothes. Humanity to become one of us, learning to walk, learning to read, learning to write, how to add and subtract, how to pound nails, how to pray ancient prayers, how to pay taxes. Even he didn't escape that. Paid his taxes to the Romans. All the discoveries that lay out in front of us as people, he was walking through those discoveries, because humanity is not just some throwaway vehicle. It really is the point, this embodiment of the divine in Jesus. And because God crowned his creation in humanity, he becomes a human being in Jesus Christ. And if Jesus, or if God has such a lofty view of humanity to become one of us, should we not have a loftier view of humanity too? To become one of us. So let me ask you a question. Is Jesus just a problem solver? I'm not going to answer because it would take too long. Is Jesus just a problem solver? What is salvation about? Well, at least I think in great part it is about being human, and being human the way God intended us to be, in relationship with him, in relationship with one another, loving God, loving our neighbor. Salvation is not about gazing inward for some transcendent vision, and salvation is not about escaping outward to some other world. Salvation is about being human again in relationship with God. It is about recovering our human identity and our vocation to interact and use wisdom, to rule justly, to act with mercy. Christianity is the reality that God has become one of us, human, reconciling the things of heaven with the things of earth. If we begin to grasp this and get this, it changes fundamentally how we will look upon our neighbors. It does. That's the fruit of this. The dignity of humanity began to awaken within us. For God so loved the world. He so loved the world that he gave his son. Humanity is the point of it. Amen.